Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of December 26th. Thanks to Steve Suman for preparing this report. Our holiday weather so far has been darn cold, which has helped with the ice making. But later this week, we're looking at highs in the upper 30s and a chance of rain. No sense fussing about it. We'll get what we get. Let's check in with Jarrett at Hayward Bait and see what he's got to say about conditions. Jarrett says, 2 feet of snow, severe cold, wind, the holiday season, and ice conditions all over the place have negatively affected ice fishing for the past week or so. Jarrett says, some good cold weather for a few days has helped to start the freezing of snow and slush sitting on the ice. However, there are still many pockets of slush and many ways to come off the ice soaking wet. So make sure you take some dry clothes for after your jaunt on the ice. There are no consistent reports on ice thickness throughout any of the lakes. So if you go, take a buddy and a spud bar. We're still early in the ice fishing season, but the sheer amount of snow on the ice has darkened shallow water conditions where you would normally find walleye and pike. This darkened water will cause the die-off of remaining weeds that harbor bait fish, forcing the bait fish to leave. In most water bodies, this will cause the walleye and pike to slide into deeper water or onto slightly deeper structure. Tip-ups will still do the trick with only a few fish catches coming on jigging techniques. Shiners and suckers left alone in a quiet space should prove effective. Crappies, too, have most likely moved to the basins due to the snow cover, but these deep water areas are not safe for anglers yet. All right, thanks, Jarrett. Let's talk snowmobiles. You know that snowmobiles must have a current registration and display a valid snowmobile trail pass to operate on public snowmobile trails. You can renew your registration and order trail passes online at the DNR's website or purchase trail passes from sales agents right here in town, such as Ace Hardware, L&M Fleet Supply, Walmart, Holiday Station stores. Members of the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs can purchase trail passes at a discounted rate directly from the AWSC website. You don't have to be a Wisconsin resident to be a member of AWSC. The Hayward Lake Snowmobile Trail Report, as of December 21st, says Sawyer County trails remain closed. This follows a joint decision between Sawyer County Snowmobile and ATV Alliance Board of Directors and Sawyer County Forestry. It's all due to safety concerns. They decided this due to excessive wet, heavy snow and downed or low-hanging debris causing unsafe or even impassable conditions. But volunteer crews are working at it hard. If I were you, I would check back midweek for an update. You can find an updated report at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for understanding. The December 23rd Travel Wisconsin report for the Cable area says trails there are cleared, open, rolled, and groomed, and they've got a base of 4 to 8 inches. Here's a fishing report for you. The walleye fishing somewhat quiet. Fish have moved to deeper water where ice conditions are unsafe for anglers. If you can find shallow weeds on bars, humps, rock, and along shorelines with reasonable ice thickness, try fishing from late afternoon into dark. Shiners and suckers on tip-ups work well. Those spoons and jigging baits are also catching walleye. Northern pike fishing is good, though heavy snow cover on the ice prevents sun penetration, which is causing weeds to die. This affects pike location and, in turn, your access to them. Unsafe ice conditions prevent anglers from venturing over deeper water, but anglers continue to catch pike on weeds, humps, bars, and around concentrations of bait fish and panfish. Your best action is with suckers and shiners on tip-ups, but jigging baits are also catching them. Crappie fishing's fair around shallow weeds for anglers using crappie minnows, waxies, plastics, and bloodworms on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks. Some of the crappies have moved to the deep basins as well, but not safe for angler access. Bluegill and perch fishing is fair to good with both species in and around shallow weeds and other structure where they can find food and protection. waxies, spikes, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks are working well for both bluegill and perch. Minnow heads and tails on jigs and spoons are also working on them. Here are some dates for us to keep in mind. Bobcat 1 hunting and trapping season closed on Christmas Day, but then on the 26th season, Bobcat hunting and trapping season period 2 opened. Full moon on January 6th. January 7th is the early catch and release trout season opener. January 7th is also Pat's Landing's tipper tourney. It goes from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Costs $20 to enter, and it's a lot of fun. If you want to find out more, you can call Pat's Landing, 715-945-2511. On January 8th, these seasons will close. Archery and crossbow deer, Hungarian partridge, ruffed grouse, zone A, and Fisher hunting and trapping. Crow season opens January 18th. January 21st and 22nd is the DNR's free fishing weekend. Northland Area Builders Association is having an ice fishing contest on January 21st. If you want to know more, give them a call, 715-296-7881. On January 21st, the Elk Country ATV Club is holding their ice fishing contest. They're going to hold it on Upper Clam Lake from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can find out more by calling 715-681-0866. If there's anything else you want to know, give us a call down at the office. You can reach me or Kitty at 715-634-8662 or 715-634-4801. There's an updated calendar of events on haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com. That's a lot of fun, too. All right, well, I got to go play with my grandson. You get out there and catch something, eh?